Hi, Yona.
Hey, Shauna. I just wanted to give you a quick heads up.
Yeah.
So I noticed, and tell me, you could stop me if you know this stuff already.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that there's some patients that they're having waiver transfers, and it's causing discharge dates in HHA, even though there's no real problem except from Keystone side. For example, Kresge. There's a patient, Melissa Kresge, K-R-E-S-G-E. So she still has a discharge date in HHA, but if you look at PROMISE, you'll see that the old waiver termed and a new one was put in. The difference is one of them is only for age 60 and over that's Medicaid eligible, and the other one is dual eligible Medicaid Medicare. CHC 20 is dual eligible, and you could Google for the waiver type so I can send you a list.
Yeah, I realized that this month, a lot of them, they had a stop in a waiver and a resumption in another one.
Yeah, so this seems to be happening more often. Something might have changed in how they categorize certain people. Instead of having them on separate waivers for Medicaid and Medicare, they just dual them.
Oh, okay.
Although I'm not sure why, because they're two different programs, but they're run both through the DHS, so I don't know. Not DHS, from CMS, excuse me. But regardless, you should just be aware to look out on discharge dates. Just carefully look at the PROMISE file for two waivers, because I've been bumping into these more and more often, and it's causing Keystone specifically to discharge patients.
To stop it. So how do we communicate with them to let them know they're under another waiver and to bring it back active?
We need to notify the SC that a discharge date has been placed in the system. The fastest way, honestly,
mm-hmm.
Put a note in HHA, because that'll go over the SC's head to the UM.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, I'll do that when I see it.
Lovely.
Okay. All right, no problem.
Just be aware. And
yes.
If you want specifics about the waiver types, you could always just Google it or ask me. I have a
Yeah, waiver. I do that, because I get confused and have to use Google and see where, yes, or I send it to you.
Very good.
All right, thanks, Fiona.
No problem, Sean. Take care. Okay.